You know what? It was more about writing a wrong, I suppose. So I had heard the term world tour, as you have, many, many, many times.
Sure.
And I think I got, this is really an idea that came up a long time ago. I think I got to like 20, 21.
Right.
And I was playing a gig in Japan in, it was actually a festival called Fuji Rock.
Okay.
I think I was, well, I'm sure the date's somewhere online, but, and I guess I hadn't been to everywhere at that point. I thought I'd been to so many places.
Uh-huh.
Because I started traveling when I was 16. And I got there and we got to the top of this mountain and we had to go through the clouds and it all looked, it looked very visually different. You know, nature looked different there. And the people are different there. You know, their culture is different.
Right.
Their accent is different. Their food is different. Everything is like from another world. And it was kind of magical and like ethereal almost to me. And it was raining, but yet there was still 40,000 people there, just, up for it. And I remember I'm on stage and we're playing and like the usual thing happens. We finish a song, everyone applauds. And I took the microphone and I brought it to my mouth to speak about the next song. And everyone, almost exactly at the same time, just went, shh, so quiet.
Right.
And I thought, wow, well, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got off the stage, I said to my friend Paul, hey, Paul, in my mind, I'm going, music can take you anywhere.
Uh-huh.
If I can get here with just singing, I mean, I literally can go anywhere. Like there is no, there's nowhere I can't go if I can get here. But in my mind, that's what I thought. So I said to my friend Paul, who's a war journalist and knows a lot about the world and the issues, which does become part of the conversation when you're traveling there. I said to him, has anyone done a world tour, Paul? He said, yeah, yeah, people have done world tours. I said, okay, cool, should we do one? Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, sure, all right, great. I said, well, brilliant. So we'll go to every country in the world. I wonder how we'll route it. And he's like, "What? No, 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 no. No one goes to every country in the world. They just kind of go around. And I thought, that is so wrong. I mean, I think as I'm so literal, in my young mind, I thought, but that's not fair. Like, what about all those places? Like, maybe they want to have a gig. And actually, as I traveled around the world and as I actually did it, I realized just how unfair that truly is. You know, in Venezuela, people don't go because they can't take their money home. They do get paid. You can get paid in Venezuela.
Right.
You just got to leave the money in Venezuela. So what we did was we gave the money to a charity and we said, thank you very much for having us.
Okay.
You know, but in a lot of places you don't get paid. But you can play. You know, we're musicians. We can do this. This is why we play.
Right.
We play so people feel happy. So to entertain the entertained only.
Right.
Feels a bit remiss. So that's why I did it. In the long story short, that's kind of why I did it. There's loads of other reasons that came up later, but originally, that's why.